That was really tough for me because everybody on the railroad, I only met two people that were saved, and one person was cutting a rail at the time. And I found that I knew that he was a Christian. I was so excited that he was a Christian. I found a Christian at my workplace. But all of a sudden, the rail saw stopped working. And he let out a line of cusses there that would have blew me away. Like when I wasn't even born again, I never heard anybody cuss like that. I went to him after and I said, "Hey, I thought you were a Christian. I thought you were a believer." He says, "Ah, we all miss it sometimes." And he walks away. So he discouraged me. And then the other one in my 12 years of working on the railroad, the other Christian, so I knew two Christians in 12 years, this guy saw a vision of literally heaven coming down to earth. I knew immediately it was the book of Revelation. He said, "I saw this glorious city coming down right out of the sky. It was beautiful." I'm just lapping it up. I thought, wow, this guy is awesome. He's seen a vision of the end times when heaven comes down to earth. And if you read the book of Revelation. But you know, this guy, he ended up hooking up with the bull cook lady. She was a bull cook. And they shacked up together. And I thought, "Hey, I thought you saw that beautiful vision." And, you know, later on I find out in life, you know, it doesn't matter who talks to you. Jesus himself could talk to you. An angel could talk to you. It's basically what you're going to hear right here at the Word of God level. What you have with the Word of God, that's going to sustain you. That's going to help you with the bull cook. Amen. That's going to help you with your cussing. And so we want to thank God for Faith City Church, Pastor and Miss Anita, and the leadership. We thank God for them. Because I grew more in my time here than I did at Rhema. I would hope so, because I'm getting older. I'm like 52, going to be this year. But anyways, it's not that old. But anyways, so I should know something, eh? And I got saved when I was 20. And so there's been 30 years of growing, developing, falling, picking yourself back up. But God's been faithful through it all. But Faith City Church has been a stable for me. And I could say in these past 15 years being in this city that it's grown me, it's developed me. And everybody can grow and develop. And that's what I believe Pastor Miss Anita's desire is, that everybody grow. You know, sometimes he says, "Pray for yourself." Well, he wants you to grow up. He wants you to pray. And sometimes for baby Christians and for those that need a little bit of extra help, he'll pray. He'll go beyond the measure. He'll go leaps and bounds. And so, but all of us want to get to a place where we're developing, where we're growing, and coming to that wonderful place. Just before we start my message on planting a seed, so some of my highlights that I heard at Rhema, you know, there is a lot of good things, of course. And one was interesting. One of the instructors says his dad died. And so I thought, wow, this is interesting. Now he's going to be getting into an illustration, a story. He said his dad died. He went to check out his dad. His dad accumulated stuff in this house for 30 years. How many of you accumulate stuff, eh? You should get rid of it while you're young. But anyways, he said the place was a mess. He gathered all this stuff, and he went in that house. His dad passed away, and he's responsible to take care of it, and he's looking at that place. He said, "How am I going to do this all by myself? Clean this place, get rid of all this stuff. What am I going to do? What am I going to do?" And the Lord dropped it to his heart. "Get your guitar. Get your guitar. Get your guitar." So he went and grabbed that guitar, and he started playing. Hallelujah, glory be to God, praise his holy name. That's my song, but I'm sure he had his own song. And so he played his guitar, and guess what? The presence of God came in there, and he was touched. He was ministered to, and then the Lord spoke. And then he started to get real estate agents. And so he picked out 10, and then he went to 5, and then he went to 1, and he called this guy up. He came, and the guy said, He didn't have a young son. He had a brother, a younger brother. But his brother died. But he said he built houses. And this kind of looks like the house he would build. He built several houses. We can go upstairs and check. Because he wrote his name in the rafters of every house he built. And so they went up into the stairs. This is a big city. This isn't Thunder Bay. This was somewhere in, who knows where, Alabama or somewhere. Anyways, but he went up there. And sure enough, they found his brother's signature in the rafters because he built that house. That real estate agent said, "I'm going to do whatever I can to help you." Hallelujah! Grab your guitar and start singing, eh? Start praising God, because then that's how God speaks. Sometimes we think he speaks when we're all messed up. We're all in stress, and he can. But for the believer, for the Christian, he wants you to get in the presence of God. In the presence of God is fullness of joy. And at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. And a simple getting into the presence of God, God can speak. You think God can speak to you when you're running this way? You're running that way. I got to do this. I got to do that. You get tired just watching a person run himself ragged and to the ground. Why? Because God didn't make us to be stressed out, to be bent out of shape, to be mad, to be angry, to be all twisted up. No, he made us to be his children and to have a time where we can worship and praise him, that he could lead us and guide us. So whatever you are anxious about today, go ahead and get your guitar. You say, I don't play guitar. Well, go ahead and pretend. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank him and watch the presence of God come into your room. Amen. And the peace of God. Then you can make some good quality decisions. I made so many wrong decisions in my life. You know, my wife, Cindy, before I was married, I traveled like sometimes 18 hours, even more. I went way up north once, and then I went way to the States, thinking that maybe this girl would be interested in me. Isn't that amazing? How far will a person go? He'll go a long ways. He'll crawl on glass. He'll do everything. But when I got all the way to that girl, I went to the States. She said, what are you doing here? I said, I come to see you. She said, on a scale of 1 to 10, you're not even on the list. After I travel 18 hours or so or more to see this person. Well, I tell you one thing. Get the guitar out. Hallelujah. Anyways, but it's better to go God's way. Everybody say God's way. You need to go God's way. Don't try to make your own little plans and your own little figuring things out. Go ahead and get in God's presence. Get the word. Listen to the pastor. Listen to the church. Amen. Listen to the word of God. Let it minister to you. And let you make good choices and decisions. Amen. Hallelujah. And when I sat beside Cindy once at it was a camp meeting. Brother Hagin would have real big meetings then. And there was one big service where there's thousands of people. Then there was an overflow. And then there was actually one other overflow. And I was in the second overflow. And I sat right beside that little girl there. And the thing that came to my heart is she would make a good wife for you. I looked at her. Wow. Amen. And for 20-some years, let's give her a hand. Woo! Hallelujah. She's been putting up with me for 20-some years. And I've been blessed, and I grow. And what it boils down to is you making choices in line with God's will and his word and listening on the inside of you. Amen? Because God's got a plan for every one of us. And if you've made wrong decisions, hey, God will bring you out of that. I find the more difficult the situation, if you humble yourself and if you are submitted to God, guess what? He wants to bring you out. That's why I haven't been on a reserve. I never grew up on the res, but I've heard stories, of course, working with Pastor Roma. I've heard lots of stories of things that transpire there, you know. A lot of times, you know, they didn't have a doorknob. They had a sock, some of them. And, you know, different things. So a person, that weighs on a small child. That weighs on a small person. So I haven't been growing up on the res. I grew up on a farm that didn't have running water, and I thought that was detrimental to my health growing up as a teenager. But however tough the situation you've come through, guess what? God is there. The harder the situation, the tougher, the more crueler, actually, that you have to go through, the more he brings you out. Amen? You look at Joseph, 30 years of being treated and abused. I'm telling you what, but he had 80 years of prosperity. Such prosperity, he was the second richest man in the whole land. Amen? Nobody even, the Bible says a dog didn't move his tongue unless Joseph said, okay, doggy, we have your tongue. Amen? That's supreme authority that God brought Joseph. But what? He did a few things. He got away from the Pharaoh's wife who wanted to sleep with him. His brothers, seven of them or more, abused him and wanted to kill him and actually were going to kill him. But one brother, Reuben, I think it was, said, no, don't kill the boy. He had at least had some sense. Don't kill him. We'll sell him or we could do something else to him. And they sold him. into slavery. And then he got treated and thrown in jail. And then he came out and then he got thrown in jail. So whatever you go through today, whatever you're going through, let it know that God is watching you. He knows all about your circumstances. And there's not one person here that has sinned, that hasn't sinned. Everybody has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But God always wants to help. He doesn't want you to remain in your sin. The Bible says, go and sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. Satan wants to kill, steal, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Amen. So that was a great time that when we were at Rhema. But I thank God for right here, Faith City Church, right here, right now, and the word that you get. You get a good amount of word here. You get top quality word here. But guess what? You've got to apply your faith to the word that you hear. Amen? You've got to operate in what you know. And when you operate in what you know and when you act on what you've heard, guess what? Blessings of the Lord will follow you. Amen? They'll hunt you down. They'll get you. And they will bless you. Amen? So we're going to be talking about this morning, plant a seed. Amen? How many gardeners do we have here? Hallelujah. We got a few gardeners. How many farmers who did something on the farm? Somebody? And so a farmer or a gardener, they plant seeds. My mom's a great person. My mom's actually a very good cook. And I just recently talking with her, I realized that when she grew up, she didn't cook at all. She says she was a girl. She always was outside. Isn't that amazing, eh? And here she's going to be 80 next year, and she's an awesome cook. But she said, I never cooked before when I was young. I was always outside. And then she married John, my dad, and then she had to learn how to cook. Amen? And so she learned how to cook, and so she learned. And so we can learn things. Amen? And don't think that you're just stuck at where you are, and that's just the way I am. That's just all I have. Woo! Oh, no, 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 no. When you start to look out and see someone else, amen, that is blessed and you want to be blessed, you go ahead and admire that and say, thank you, Lord. You bless that guy, you can bless me. You look at someone that's healed, bless God, I can be healed. Amen. You got seen someone with a sound mind, I could have a sound mind. You see someone that's got a good job or something, you say, hey, thank God they got a good job, I could have a good job. I get my testimony from Brother Dave. He came to this city. And he said, I'm going to work at Bombardier. And after 3 years, I thought maybe there was something wrong with him. But guess what? He's at Bombardier. Amen? Because he said it enough and he confessed it enough. And when we plant a seed, you know, Jesus gave that illustration of seeds in the natural. Well, guess what? The spiritual is the confession of your mouth. What's coming out of your mouth is a seed. The Bible talks about your heart. Make sure your heart is good ground. So when the seed of the Word of God comes and is planted, it can grow, it can sprout, and it can grow. Not the devil trying to stuff it out, says, no, it'll never happen. It'll never happen. It's too late for me. No, it's never too late. You look at Moses, 40 years with great prosperity with the Pharaoh. I tell you, the guy had everything possible. Then he took off from there, and he was 40 years. Everybody say 40 years.
40 years
in the backside of the wilderness taking care of his father-in-law's sheep. So he didn't have any of his own sheep. He had to work for his father-in-law for 40 years. You don't think that's a testing and a trying? Do you think his mind ever went back and said, you know, they had some good food there in the palace there at Pharaoh's house. They had a lot of good things there, but somehow I'm not there anymore. I'm in the backside of the wilderness for 40 years. Until God spoke to him from a burning, fiery, not a furnace, a bush. Amen. God spoke to him from a burning and said, hey, and he take your shoes off. Why? He's right next to God. Hallelujah. God said, I am, I am. And he was just amazed that God spoke to him. And he went and he fulfilled his ministry, that what God had for him. It was another 40 years. He died at 120. And so for 40 years, isn't that amazing? 40 years in the palace, 40 years in the backside of the wilderness, and 40 years doing the perfect. Everybody say perfect.
Perfect.
Doing the perfect plan and the will of God. And I pray that every one of us can do the most perfect will of God. It's not trying to do something, you know, that someone else does. No, thank God that we can learn, that we can grow and develop, but God has a special. Everybody say special.
Special.
special plan for you. I get a. I laughed at listening to Brother Benny Hinn. And there was a lady back in the yesterday, she died in 76, but her name was Catherine Kuhlman. And so Catherine Kuhlman had a wonderful ministry, ministered to 12,000 people, hundreds of healings came out of that ministry, well, millions probably and thousands, but in, during one service, there'd be like hundreds of healings taking place. And Benny Hinn, he's just kind of like it in his ministry. And he said, "Well, I got my own anointing." He said he didn't want to, he says she's helped him, you know, as she's studied and as she learned, but she says, "No, I got my own anointing." What's he saying? He's saying that every one of us, we got our own goods. Amen? We got our own stuff. God's working on you, sir. God's working on you, and he knows everything about you. Amen. You, young lady, God knows you. God knows you, and he knows everything about you. And he has a plan and a purpose. And if we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, he will lift us up in due time. Everybody say in due time. Amen. You say, "Well, I'm tired of waiting. I've been waiting for years. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. I'm tired of waiting." Okay, well, that's what you're saying. You're tired of waiting, so you must be real tired. And you've been waiting. I guess you're really waiting. So you're tired and you're waiting. How about sick and tired? Has anybody said that? "I'm sick and I'm tired. I'm sick and tired." Okay, let's see the confession. Let's see the seeds that you're planting in your life. "I'm sick." Okay, you got ailments, hey? "And I'm tired." Okay, you're tired too. You're sick and you're tired. And that's what you believe, and that's what you receive, and that's what you have. Brother Hagin would tell us, he says, "What do you got in your life? Go ahead and look at what you've been saying. Go ahead and look at what's been coming out of your mouth. Go ahead and look at what you're believing." Amen? Because we want to believe God's word. We want to believe what we're saying is true. So over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 6, it says here, "I planted," Paul's talking here, "I planted and Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." So he says here in the natural, there's a planting and there's a watering. We heard that if you haven't heard it ever before, what we're speaking, what we're preaching, what we're teaching as Pastor Roma ministers here, then if it's the first time you've heard it, then that's planting. Everybody say planting. But if you've heard it before, then that's watering. Amen? And you need water. Amen? You need water. You know, I was just thinking about our own lives. Did you know we can't live more than 3 days without water? Is there a God in heaven or not? Yeah. Amen? Yes. Cars run on gas, but you run on water and food. And you can't go more than 3 days without water? You little sissy boy. No, we all need water. How about 4 days? And I heard you can die. Wherever there's a nurse, tell me if it's true. Your sister's a nurse. And so, yes, you need water. So water is vital and important. God created us. Amen. A good glass of water, but you got to go for like 3-4 days and you got no water, you're going to be shriveled up. That's amazing. God created us. There's a God in heaven that gave us, that's the way we live. Amen. Water and food. And in spiritually speaking, it's the same thing. You need to be watered. It needs to be planted and it needs to be watered. And Paul was saying, "I planted, Apollos watered. I planted, Apollos watered." And the ministry goes on. Amen. Hallelujah! I planted, Apollos watered. I planted, Apollos watered. Pastor Roma's been planting, planting, planting. No others are watering, watering, watering. Watering, and what you have, the Word of God in your heart, you got to water it. Continually have that water of listening to the Word of God, reading the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God, so what God has planted in your spirits will grow and to blossom. So he said, "I planted, Apollos watered, but it's God that gives the increase. God's at work at you." Amen? God is working in my life. Everybody say, "God's at work in my life." Hallelujah. I'm staying away from strife. Oh, no one says that part. That's a rhyme. You got to go with it. Amen? So God's at work in your life. And he cares for you. And so he wants that word that's coming out of you to be his word. So I planted, Apollos waters, but it's God who gave the increase. Over in Luke chapter 8 and 11, so it says, the seed is the word of God. So Jesus gave a parable. And he talked about this parable concerning one that was planting of a seed. And he went through many kinds of conditions. There was the wayside seed. There was the rocky seed. There was the thorny seed. And then there was the good ground. The seed hit that. And when it hit that good ground, guess what? 30, 60, 100 fold. Hallelujah. When the seed of the word of God hit your heart, guess what? You want your heart to be good ground. Amen? You want that spirit of yours, that heart of yours, to be good ground. So when that word of God comes, it finds good ground. Amen? And it starts to grow and it starts to develop with the right kind of sunshine, with the right kind of rain. Hallelujah. It'll grow up and to be a beautiful harvest. You know, when I grew up on the farm, I watched my dad. He grew, and sometimes some of his crops were pretty crappy looking, but there were so many weeds. And if he didn't spray them, and you got to spray them with a lot of chemicals to kill those weeds are nasty. But if you get rid of them, guess what? Then the beautiful grain can come forth. And it's beautiful. The grain is beautiful. You can make bread. They do make booze out of barley, but I'm not going to be preaching that. Amen? But you make bread, and you have food. Amen? And so, but those weeds are always seem to be there, and they always seem this big. Hey, why are the weeds this big, and what you're growing is this big? It's because there's a devil. And in the beginning, when Adam and Eve sinned, guess what? Sin came into the earth. Now there's all kinds of turmoil, all kinds of garbage. And a farmer, it doesn't have a peace. A natural human farmer doesn't have it that good. In some areas, yeah, like Brandon, Manitoba, I had an uncle that lived there. He had beautiful, his fields were black. This beautiful black, and he didn't have no rocks. Where we grew up, it's kind of on the lighter browner side. And so it's not quite, the dark black is the best for growing. And we had this light brown, and we had rocks. So when you would do the field, always the rocks would come up. So you'd go and pick that. I remember being an unbeliever, not even a Christian, and looking up to heaven. I said, this is so cursed. You know, it's hot out, and it's all dirty, and you're picking up these stones. You know, you feel like you're in prison, and you put them on this boat, stone boat, and then you drive the tractor and throw them off in the bush, and you do that for hours. You hate it with a passion, and there's probably something in your life that you could hate with a passion, but anyways, that's, and then the next day, you work the field, and then they come up again. Where are they coming from? And there's continually rocks. And so this earth is cursed, and so there's going to be weeds. There's going to be things like that that aren't good. But guess what? Through it all, everybody say, through it all. Jesus came and lived this life just like you, just like me, and he overcame every obstacle. He came over stone. He came every weed, and he is now ruling and reigning, and we're his children. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. So the first thing you got to do is you got to plant the seed. Mark 4, verse 3 says, behold, there went out a sower to sow. So there went out a sower to sow. And so that seed is actually the word. Jesus said it's the word. The word is the seed. Everybody say the word is the seed. The word is the seed. And so the seed is the word of God. And so as you hear God's word, whether you hear it in the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, or whether it speaks to your spirit, it has to be in line with the word. You can't do things contrary. You know, I'm going to go and rob this grocery store because, you know, the Lord's supplying my needs. No, that's not going to work. It's got to be in line with the Bible. The Bible says, do not steal. Amen. You can't say, I'm going to believe her, so-and-so, she's pretty. You know, no, the Bible says don't covet your neighbor's wife. Amen? The Bible says you can have your own husband, you can have your own wife. And so there's certain scriptures that we got to maintain that's God's word. We can't violate that. So we always want to go in line with God's word. And so the first one is the planting of the word of God. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 9 and 10, that's how we got born again. We accepted Christ. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth, Lord Jesus, and believe it in your heart, then you will be saved. And so that is a process as well of speaking, of confessing that the seed of God's word was planted in my spirit. So when I said, Jesus, I believe that you're my Lord, my Savior. Hallelujah. It became a reality. I became a Christian. Amen. You became a Christian because you accepted God. You accepted Christ. You spoke. You said something. You humbled yourself and you admitted it. You know, my dad was a big one for not confessing. He said, I could think it. Yeah, you could think it, but go ahead and say it. Amen. It takes more faith to say it. Hallelujah. And if there was anything that I learned at Rhema this week is you got to say some things. You got to use your mouth and you got to speak some things. If you're not feeling good, you say, thank you, Lord, that greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Hallelujah. If you're sad and depressed, you go, ha, ha, ha. Glory, glory, glory. Why? I'm laughing. Praise God. You say, that don't sound like a very happy laugh. Well, you're going to have to break through. Amen? Amen. Otherwise, depression is going to kill you. You've got to break through. You've got to say, thank you, Jesus. You stir yourself up. You go exactly opposite many times of how you feel. You may feel like garbage. You may feel sick. You may feel down. You may feel alone. You may feel that nobody loves you. You're all by yourself. But that is a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And so I'm going to praise you right now. I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. You've got a plan for my life. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you. God enjoys your prosperity. Amen. God enjoys when you have finances and money that you can do things. You can be a blessing. You are blessed, and you can also be a blessing. Hallelujah. And when you come to that place where it's not just about me and my needs, I want to see somebody and bless them. Hallelujah. Then you reach the place where you want to go on with God and be more. Amen. Be more than just the status quo. Oh, thank you, Lord, for me and for me to my needs. Oh, glory, glory, glory. You know, well, thank God he's meeting your needs. But go ahead and look out at a dying and a sick world that needs the love of God, that needs the touch of God, that wants the Spirit of God. Amen? If everybody knew all the goodness about God, everybody would just pack to the church. They would pack into the kingdom of God. They would pack into the things of God if they knew how good he is. I didn't realize he was that good until I accepted him as my personal Lord and Savior. There was the crossroads, and I had to make a choice. Okay, do you want to go? Do you want to die, you piece of garbage? Or do you want to live? I want to live. Okay, I want to live. And so I accepted Christ. Hallelujah. And then I found out, I thought, wow, glory be to God. I didn't know he loves me like this. And then I see, wow, I guess you created the world. I didn't see the world before. All I saw was just in front of my eyes, just my own little selfish self. You know, I could only see like one half an inch in front of me. It's just me, 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 me. No, God breaks that over and he says, look at that. Isn't that wonderful? There's a whole humanity who just is looking for me. Amen? And that's the love of God in your spirits, in your heart. So the first thing you got to do is plant it. It comes to be confessing. It says here over in Mark chapter 4, it said here, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass as he sowed that some fell by the wayside. And the fowls of the air came and ate it up. And so he was saying here that in the natural, a seed is planted. But the birds, ravens maybe, hey, they like garbage. They come, they don't want you to have anything good. You know, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But I am come that they might have life and life more abundantly, Jesus told us. Amen? And so as a seed is planted, as you hear God's word, that he cares for you, that he loves you, that he's got a plan, a destiny, a will for your life, The ravens or whatever else will come around and it'll try to pick up that seed. And it'll try to pick up that seed. And over in when Jesus gave the illustration, he said, and these by the wayside where it is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately. Everybody say immediately. That's why when you're at a good meeting, that's why when you've heard the word, when you leave these doors, then the tests sometimes, and a trial will come. Why? To thwart you. To get you away from the happy moment, from your happy place, amen? From your anointed place, from your joy, from the peace, from the grace of God. Then you leave, and then all of a sudden, immediately, Satan wants to take that away from you. throw some things in your obstacles in your way, and you actually forgot all the good things that you were just thinking about with God. All the plans, all the purpose, all the great things God has. Immediately, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Don't let him do it, amen? Don't let me do it. I think that's why when Jesus worked on the multitudes and blessed them, he went with a quiet time for a moment of prayer, amen? He went by himself. Why? Because he had to handle himself. He had to control himself just like you and I have to control ourselves. And he went and talked to the Father. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your grace. Thank you for that word that I just heard. Thank you for that anointing and that blessing that you've bestowed upon me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we have to do that as well. So watch when the word is planted that enemy doesn't come. It says Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that is sown in their hearts. So, and there's other translations. This story of the parable is in all three of the books. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it's in those books. And so you have to read each translation, each word. Go ahead and seek it out. Go ahead and learn. You know, that's one thing about God. He just doesn't do everything for us. You know, I'm going to go sit here, and I'm not going to do a thing. I'm just going to sit here, and God's going to bless me. Come on, where's those blessings? You know, you might be sitting there when you croak. You got to get up. Why? The Lord says, they that seek me, they'll find me. And you're in here in church today, you're seeking the Lord. Amen? You seek me, you'll find me. You knock, it's going to be open unto you. Hallelujah! When you go after God, God goes after you. And he blesses you. And I like in Ephesians that he wants to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you ask or think. Amen? Even your thinking has to be transformed and changed that you think in line with his word. Think in line of blessings and how I could be a blessing. And confessing, well, how I can be a blessing. Amen? So he'll do above all you ask or think. So however you want to ask. You know, sometimes people think they're humble. Oh, Lord, just bless me a little bit. No, go ahead and take a lot. Amen? There's your neighbor there that needs more. That needs a blessing. Go ahead and take it. Amen? Get all you can. Get all the joy you can. Hallelujah. And then go ahead and spread it around. Get all the prosperity you can and go ahead and spread it around. Be a blessing. Amen. Blessed and a blessing. Go ahead and get your health. Hallelujah. And then find someone that's sick. Amen. And pray for them and bless them and help them and encourage them that, hey, God wants to heal you. Find someone that can't have a baby and go ahead and bless them. Amen. Tell them if they're married, you go ahead. God wants you to have a baby. Amen. Amen. Even if you're not married, if you sow a seed, you may reap a harvest. But anyways, we're a church and we believe in marriage. Holy matrimony. Amen. Man and woman. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. In the beginning, God made them male and female. There was Adam and there was Steve. No, there wasn't Steve. There was Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. Bad joke. But anyways, there was Adam and there was Eve. Amen. And that's the way they made them. And with God, all things are possible. Everybody say, all things are possible. If you believe. Amen. I believe that I receive right now because God's word says it. I know our society is changing and it wants to go different directions, but as for me and my house, we serve the Lord. Imagine if they came in here and said, no Bibles, you can't have your Bible. I'm taking that Bible away from you. What are you going to do? Hold on to it. But there might be a time when they do. That's why the Bible says, pray for those in authority. Why? That we can lead a quiet and a peaceable life in Christ Jesus. Go ahead and lead a quiet and a peaceable life in Christ Jesus. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. So go ahead. So Satan comes immediately and tries to steal that which was taken. The second one, behold, it says, and some fell on stony ground. Everybody say stony ground. Stony ground, has you ever had a hard heart? Anybody have a hard heart here? You had a heart of stone. And there's a song also that goes with that. But oh, that's a heart of glass. Okay, anyways. You can have a heart that's hard as a rock. A hard rock cannot receive God's word, but a soft heart, one that's pliable, humble, that said, dear God, I need your help. Dear God, your word says this. Dear God, your word says that. Hallelujah, a humble heart. A proud person will never come to God. A proud person will never come to God. Satan is the most proudest person or human being species there ever was. He said, I will exalt my throne above God's throne. I'm going to be higher than God. God cast him right out of heaven. He came right out of there, just like that. Bada boom, bada bang. All the angels, they don't get no will anymore. After that happened, that's it. You get no will. No will. You guys do what I tell you. That's the angels. And the ones that stayed, they praise the Lord. Amen? Amen? He may send them to your house. So keep your eyes open, and we all have an angel. Hallelujah. Thank God. But the rebellious ones, they're locked up under chains of darkness until that great day of judgment. And so, God wants us blessed. Amen? God wants us to have everything that we need. So some fell on stony ground. So Satan is a proud peacock, so to speak, and we don't want to be proud. We want to be humble and say, thank you, Lord God. We believe in you. We believe in your word. I believe that there's some good word here that if I obey it, bless God, I can believe it, I can receive it, and I can have it. Amen? Hallelujah. So some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth. So the natural illustration, it didn't have much earth, but it had a little bit. And even I remember looking at a stone, a rock, and there was a small tree growing on it. And it was a big boulder, and it had a little crevice, and there was a little bit of soil, and a little tree was growing. Isn't that cute, hey? But guess what? That little tree is not going to grow too long, because the Bible even says it, that the sun is going to scorch it, it's got no root, and it's going to die. That's sad. That's sad for that little tree. And that was a natural illustration. Some fell on stony ground where it had not much earth. Immediately it sprang up, but it had no depth of earth. And when the sun was up, amen, has the sun ever risen on you sometimes? And I'm not talking about the sun of righteousness. I'm talking about the hot sun burning you. Eh? And there was 110 degrees in Tulsa, I believe, at times. And so it's hot. That's why I'm tanned up. Amen? And I got this mark right here because I was swimming and I didn't put my hands out. And when you swim, you always put your hands out. And so I was such a good swimmer with my feet, I banged into the pool. And so you don't want to do that. You want to put your hands out, eh? But it can get hot. And so on that little stony plant, guess what? That sun beats down on it, and it can be destroyed. And so that's the natural illustration. But this is the stony ground where Jesus wanted to give. I laugh sometimes. You know, and I'm not political, but a lot of times when Jesus talks natural, there's a natural and then there's a spiritual. That's his illustrations. That's his parables. They're natural, but yet they're spiritual. And there could be so many facets of meaning to it. Brother Hagin would tell us it's like a big mountain. You call up this side of the mountain, you got one view. You go up this side, you got another view. You go this side, you got another view. You crawl up Mount McKay, you got another view. And so it's all going to the same mountain, but there's different viewpoints on it. And so that's how big God is. So never think for one second that it's hopeless for you or it's helpless. No, God's got big smiles for you. Amen? God's got big joy for you, big blessings for you in store. So this stony ground, when the seed is planted, and the sun heard it, and it didn't have much ground. But Jesus says, this is the meaning of this. And he said, if you understand this parable of the seed and the different kinds of soils and how you can produce a 30, 60 harvestfold, 100-fold harvestfold, you'll know all. Amen? You'll know lots. You'll know all parables because this is a vital parable that Jesus gave. So he said, and these are likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they heard the word, everybody say, heard the word. Immediately they receive it with gladness. Oh, these people are happy. They receive it with gladness. They're thrilled. You know, that little tree was growing, but Jesus was saying that when you hear the word, you're excited. Woo, God wants to meet my needs according to your riches in glory. And then the next minute, but I got no job. What am I going to do? And then you find out that himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Hallelujah. He heals my body. And then the next minute, but I'm so sick as a dog. And the doctor said I'm going to die next week. No, you got to go for it. Amen. The Bible says you got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. I can think in line. And then you go over here, but I'm all messed up and I'm thinking bad thoughts. No, you got to fight the good fight of faith. You got to fight the good fight of faith. And so it says here, immediately they receive it with gladness, but they have no root in themselves, so they endure for a time. And then what happens? Afterwards, affliction and persecution arise. Everybody say affliction. Persecution. Arise. Why? Because you're so wonderful? No, for the word's sake. That's all the devil wants to take out of you is the word of God. It comes for the word's sake. And immediately the Bible says, they can't take it and they are offended. So when you hear the word of God, the persecutions, those tests, those trials are going to come against you. And guess what? It wants to snuff you away from those. And then you're going to become offended. And if you become offended, you can't receive from the way God wants you to receive. You can't receive the way God wants you to receive it. And what else? It says about that other ground, there's the thorny ground. And some of them fell on the thorns. Everybody say thorns. And they grew up and choked it, and it became non-fruitful. So the thorns choked it. And Jesus said about the thorns, how many of you know what the thorns are? The thorns are such as hear the word, but the cares of this world. Everybody say the cares of this world. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches come in and choke the word. So as that seed is planted, the cares of this world. How many of you said, I wish I could make more money? Amen. But you could be so money conscious, guess what? It could take you away from the things of God. It could take you away from the things of God. And it could trick you. It could actually trick you. The Lord told Brother Hagin, don't become so money-minded. Thank God God wants to supply our needs, but don't let money be the main focus of your life. Stay away from that because it's going to hurt you. And so as you hear this word of God, guess what? The tests, the trials, the temptations are going to come to every single one of us. But we're going to have to be resisting them. We're going to have to say, no, I'm going to use my voice. I'm going to use my word that's in my mouth and in my heart. And I'm going to come through. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. So what are we saying? We're saying that we got to plant that seed. There's going to be tests and trials that come against that seed. That seed has to be watered. It has to be nurtured. But it's got to come through. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the other one is you got to steadfastly trust it. You got to trust in that word that you have what has been said. Amen. Hallelujah. Before I go more on this point, I do want to pray. Hallelujah. While there's an atmosphere of faith here, while we're believing, we want to pray for our sister. Come on up here, sister. This sister has a serious health. And she needs help. So I want everybody, let's all stand. Hallelujah. And we're believing God for her. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And sister, it is the Lord's will to heal you, to be filled with the Spirit, and to have health. Hallelujah. That's God's will for you. Okay? He didn't create you to be sick. He created you to be well. And we're believing God. Hallelujah. With you. Amen. Don't look in the negative course. Stay neutral even. Even if you're having a hard time trusting and believing, stay neutral because we're going to believe for you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's all pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we curse this disease in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We curse it. And we say you have no place in her. Hallelujah. And we thank you for health and for healing from her, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. In Jesus' name, let the power and the anointing of God saturate her. Fill her with the Holy Ghost. Say, thank you, Lord. Go ahead and say that. Thank you, Lord, for healing me, for delivering me, and setting me free. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for health and for healing for our sister. And we give you praise and we give you glory. We believe that that thing is cursed in the name of Jesus. And health and healing is yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and have a seat. Hallelujah. So we've got to have that steadfast trust. Everybody say a steadfast trust. It says over in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. It says in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. And that you be not slothful, but those through faith. Everybody say faith. And patience. Everybody say patience. Receive the promises of God. So there's faith and there's patience. Hallelujah. We all want it instantly. We all want to go through the drive-through. Amen. We all just want to quickly go through the drive-through and say, give me that food. I want to eat it. And that's it. I'm done. But that's not God's way. God's way is the incubator. Amen. In your spirit that you have God's word. Hallelujah. And it's cooking. Amen. It's cooking. It's on a slow cooker. Hallelujah. It can be instantaneously Because he does do signs and wonders and miracles at times. But it's not the norm. The norm is here a little, there a little. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Hallelujah. In the natural, it's not instantaneously. But you got to know that the harvest is there. Amen? Hallelujah. So through faith and through patience, we inherit the promises of God. For when God promised to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely I will bless thee, and I will multiply thee. Amen? And so after he had patiently endured, everybody say patiently endured. He endured the promise. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what God promised, he is well able to perform. Abraham had to have a child. Abraham had to have a child because God promised him a child. It wasn't something that he just thought up. No, they tried all their whole life to have a baby. No baby come. No baby come. But guess what? God gave Abraham a promise. And he promised them, you shall have a child. You're going to have a baby. You're going to have a baby. And he's 80 years old. And the promise looked impossible. But guess what? With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. And he held fast to it. He was happy about it. He didn't go sad and say, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'm going to trust him. Amen. I'm going to trust the one who promised me the promise. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to plant the seed. Everybody say, plant the seed. Then we're going to water it. Amen. And when the tests and the trials, when the weeds try to come to us, we're not going to receive that. We're going to pluck those things out. And the Bible goes on to say that they on good ground, where the seed was planted, reaped some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Hey, I'll take the 30 any day of the week of God's promises. I'll take the 60 any day of the week. I will take the 100 any day of the week. For with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Let's pray and let's thank God. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you that we will take your word. Hallelujah. That we have heard and that we plant it in our spirits, in our hearts as that good ground. 30, 60, and 100, you promised. And I thank you, Father, for these here in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the tests and the trials that they go through. We pray, hallelujah, for them that they will pluck those weeds, that they will get rid of those things. That they will give it that water of the word by continually hearing the word of God. Oh, voko shtoko ramasandere vese. Eza voko shtoko ramasandere ketekranere kishta. Eva so momo hoso. If you pray in spirit, go ahead and pray. Amen. It's still before 12. Thaborabakita tataramate. Eve semba baba baha. Semba sabakashta. Corporate faith is always stronger than just one person believing. Oh, Father, we want to thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but every tongue that rises in judgment shall be found to be in the wrong. We thank you for your word. We hold fast to it. We believe you for those promises in the word concerning us, concerning our family, concerning what you have for us, the will and the plan and the purpose of God. Hallelujah. Shall be fulfilled. But we go in line with the word of God. We go in line with the will of God. We believe you. We trust in you. Eva samboroma sande. Ijabotoboroma sande ramasande ramasande mekeste. Those who steadfastly will hold on to the word that they received, that they will reap a harvest. If you're in this place and you're oppressed, I'm talking about oppression, strongly oppressed, and you know you fought the fight, but you just can't seem to break it. The Lord wants you to know that He'll break it. Amen? Yeah. So if you're oppressed, put up your hand. Hallelujah. If you're oppressed, I want you to come down here. Hallelujah. Come on down here. If you're oppressed, come on down. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you. Everybody, let's pray. Let's believe God that word, oppression, is the word that God said. That's not something that I say. That's something God said. And God says He's the one that breaks the bondages. Hallelujah. He's the one that breaks the bondages. Because oppression is of the devil. Oppression does not come from God. The Bible says, in his presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. So, Father, we pray right now concerning oppression. Those that are oppressed and they feel that they are oppressed by satanic influences, in the name of Jesus, we pray for them. And we thank you, Lord God, that you set them free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I'm free. Because the Son sets me free. Thank you, Lord God, for setting them free. That it's one thing that when we're tested and tried, and we're all tested and tried at different times, but it's another thing when there's an oppressive spirit that comes around and hangers and hurts and causes affliction because there's no joy, there's no peace, there's no rest because of wrong thinking. In the name of Jesus, we come against that killer, stealer, and that destroyer, that oppressive liar from the enemy, and we thank you for freedom. Hallelujah. We thank you for freedom for Bill in the name of Jesus. We thank you for his sister. Hallelujah. That health and healing is hers. And because you came, hallelujah, the word of the Lord, hallelujah, himself took your infirmities and bare your sicknesses. And what Jesus bare, you don't have to bear them. And we thank you, Lord, for a total restoration for our sister in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. For our brother, in the name of Jesus, an oppressive spirit, a lying spirit. Hallelujah. Lift up your head. Hallelujah. And say, Jesus,
you're the one
that sets me free.
I don't have to hang my head in shame.
I can rejoice.
Because you're the one who set me free.
You're the one that set me free. Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead and say,
thank you, Lord.
For freeing me.
For freeing me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I've got power.
I've got power.
Authority.
Authority.
Over the devil.
Over the devil.
Demons.
Demons.
And evil spirits.
And evil spirits.
Oppressive spirits.
Oppressive spirits.
That want
nothing but to destroy.
And I thank you. Put up your hands and thank God that he's the one that empowers you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you empower us. Hallelujah. That we don't fight the devil in our own. The devil will whip us every time. But when we come in the name of Jesus, when we come in the authority of Jesus, when we come in the anointing and the presence of God, he's the one who, hallelujah, deals with that. Hallelujah. Because of the power of God. It's only the power of God. Thank you, Lord. For this gentleman, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Doug, hallelujah.
Amen.
He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. No oppression on thee, hallelujah, because you're free. Hallelujah. Go ahead and put your hands up and thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for delivering me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that deliverance. Oh, makasandere kesandere vekesa. Esarararabasa. And Holy Spirit, we thank you. Hallelujah. Not only is he delivered right now, but he's delivered tomorrow. And he's delivered the next day. And he's delivered the next week. And he's delivered the next month. And he's delivered the next year. And he's delivered the next 10 years. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord,
for Logan in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about fighting the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about that he which begun a good work in you will bring it to completion. Hallelujah. That's words for you, for your spirit. That he didn't make you just to stay in one stationary spot.
Yes.
As a baby grows and develops and gets older and grows and develops and gets stronger and goes and makes choices and decisions on their own. Hallelujah. So you got to make choices. You got to make decisions on your own. Hallelujah. And one decision you have to make is that I'm going to take authority. Hallelujah. Over every evil thought. That I'm going to take authority over demonic spirits that try to hinder me and hurt me. And just to let you know, when I gave you that story of that woman, I said to myself, you know, I can't take that because that is bad. Being a 0 out of 10. But anyways, when I said that, I had a pistol. I had a pistol at home on the farm. You say, how did you get it? I bought it from a railroader. I said, this is too bad. It's too hard. I can't take it. I said, I'm going to use that pistol when I get home. That's what I said. I said, I got a pistol. I got shells. I'm going to use that pistol. And, you know, I don't say that because it's not
unpleasant, and I don't take any pleasure and stuff like that. And I don't believe, and I heard from people that when they're young and they take their lives, because there's a great life that God has for them, but they took their life. They didn't see a way out. And so I went to the farm, and I immediately I looked at that pistol, and I immediately dropped it, and I went to my knees. I said, "Oh God, that's not the way." And you say, isn't that easy? Yeah, it is that easy. Amen. Because it's a choice you make. Hallelujah. And when I said, "Lord, there's a better way," hallelujah, immediately God's power is there. Amen. You don't may not know, understand, but God's power is greater than the devil's power. Did you know that? Did you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper? Did you know that? Did you know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world? You be strong and use your voice. God's not out to hurt you. He's not out to hinder you. And I dare say there's a whole load of people that would have even ended their own life because of troubles and tests and trials. But God said, "No, I've got a better way." Hallelujah. And now I look and I say, "Boy, I'm blessed." Yeah, well, what kind of blessing would have I been if I would have took my own life? The blessing would have been over. They would have said, "Oh, you know, he was crazy, and you know, he was a good guy, and yeah, he sure knew how to race his car around." You know, that would have been all the glory. But here you get to influence people. You get to touch their lives. Hallelujah. Yeah. Say, "Don't let the devil." Say that. Say, "Don't let the devil." Say it loud. Don't let the devil mess with you. He's got nothing in Jesus' name, because he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. So Logan, say, "Greater is he that's in me than the voice that's trying to oppress me." Amen. Let's give him praise. Let's give him thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so the greater one is inside of you. Amen. And don't take it. Don't take it standing, amen, still. The Bible says we don't fight against flesh and blood. This isn't a fight against a human and a human. You are human, but you are spirit on the inside of you, and we fight against evil spirits.
Just being stripped, brother. I need to be at the ground.
Amen. Hallelujah. You go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Kneel down. Hallelujah. Let's thank God. Hallelujah. Stretch forth your hands. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. For supernatural strength. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." Every devil you whip, every demon you speak to, every lying spirit that says something to you, you say, "No, in Jesus' name, greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Greater is he that is in me than he's in this world." Every lying spirit that says, "You're too old, you're too fat, you're too skinny, you're too ugly." It's a lying spirit in Jesus' name. And we come against those spirits. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for setting us free. Hallelujah. Go ahead and put your hands up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because there's power in your voice, and there's power in the word. Hallelujah. Let's thank God, hallelujah, for these that have been ministered to. Father, we want to thank you. We thank you for them, and we thank you for each one here and those watching by live stream. We thank you in the name of Jesus that the power inside is greater than the outside force. O baraka sanderebekese, izavosavakashtaterebekese. Eva Sambukura Maka Sandereveke say, "Say hooked up." God wants to say something. Azavakoto. Eba Katara Makashteta. Ezavokoso Bakasambakasa. So go ahead and fight the good fight of faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please me, says the Lord of hosts. As you use your word, as you use your voice, as you use your confession, and chase away the enemy. Every time Jesus was tested and tried, he said, "It is written. It is written. It is written." And he spoke against the lying spirit that wanted to hurt him and kill him. And we have to speak against that spirit too. You always use your voice. You use your confession. You say, "It is written. This is what God's word says. And that's what I'm holding fast for. This is God's word. Satan even went and said, you bow down before me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. That means all the fame of Hollywood, all the riches, all the prosperity, any glamour, any glitz, I'll give it all. That's what Jesus was tempted with. And the Bible says Satan had the power to do that. Just like in sometimes in the music world, you see the influence of evil spirits provoking those people, and they sing and they minister. But guess what? Jesus, he didn't submit to it. He said, not my will, but yours be done, God, and I will worship the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. And he always brought it out. He always came against the thoughts. So anything that's oppressive that comes against you, makes you feel bad, makes you feel intimidated, you say, no, I'm not putting up with it. I don't care if it's divorce. You say, no, I'm not putting up with it. Greater is he that is in me than he's in this world. Hallelujah. God is for me. He's not against me. If it's sickness, you say, thank you, Jesus. Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. If it's finances, you say, thank you, Lord. You're supplying my needs. Brother Hagin would drive his vehicle, and he had four tires that were bald and an old piece of junk of a car. And he would say, thank you, Lord, that you meet my needs according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. Why? That's called the fight of faith. Why? Because he's so great? No, it's because the Word of God says that. And anything the Word of God says, that's for you. Amen? When he said he made you more than a conqueror, you're more than a conqueror. When he says that you're the head and not the tail, you're above and not beneath. Hallelujah. You got a strong call of God in your life. Hallelujah. I can see it right in you in the name of Jesus. And don't let it go. Don't let it go. Hold fast and run with it. Hallelujah. Because God Almighty has that for people. Amen. This is not a natural fight of faith that we're doing. This is a spiritual battle. Amen. It's just not how our sister looks. No. This sister is actually a diamond in God's eyes. Hallelujah. You're strong. Amen. You're full of the life of God. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how old your body is. It's on the inside that counts. Hallelujah. And you're full of God. You're full of God. And every one of us, we look at the natural, we say, oh, that guy's got a problem in this. He's got a problem in that. No, on the inside is the problem. Amen? Either he's got low self-esteem, there's something wrong with him. On the inside. And that's how God works. He works on the inside, on the outside. You may have some symptoms on the outside, but it's on the inside. Let's lift up our hands and let's thank God. Father, we want to thank you that we look on the inside of us. Hallelujah. That each one here looks on the inside of them. Because on the inside of them is where you see them all. You know them all. Hallelujah. Close your eyes and think for a moment. Hallelujah. That God is on the inside of you. And he knows your hurts. He knows your pain. There's some pain in my life that I wouldn't even look at because it hurt me just to think about it. But I wouldn't look. Hallelujah. Why do I have to go ahead and put myself through that? But the God says, no, through all things, you're more than a conqueror. Greater is he that is in you than he's in this world. So go ahead and open up your heart to God this morning. Hallelujah. And say, God, go ahead and be the doctor on the inside. Go ahead and be the one that speaks to my spirit. Hallelujah. God's got plans that he hasn't been able to reveal to you. God's got a purpose that he hasn't been able to show you yet. Because your heart is pushed away in that area. Go ahead and open it to him. You should say, I don't care what you want from me. You want me to go to Africa? I'll go to Africa. What's Africa? I'll go to Africa. If God said, go to Africa, bless God, you'd have such a blessing there. You wouldn't be basking in everything glorious. Hallelujah. Doing the will of God. Hallelujah. Sure, there's tests and trials. Sure, there's temptations. But you want to do the will of God. And so, Father, for each one here, I pray their hearts will be open towards you. Right now, as your spirit speaks to their hearts. And that's one thing about another person. Can't know another person unless a word of knowledge was given to that individual. Otherwise, no one knows what you go through. No one knows anything, but God knows your spirit. God knows your heart. And so we want to thank you, Lord God, for speaking to our spirits this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Say, God, I give you myself. Spirit, soul, and body. For your use. As long as I'm on earth, I'm going to glorify you, spirit, soul, and body. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's give them a shout. Hallelujah! Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Well, have a wonderful Sunday. And again, don't let anything bug you. Hallelujah. You be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God bless you.